This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It certainly is a great day in terms of being a consequential day, a significant day, a day that we will remember. How long does this go on? The struggle now in the heart of Ukraine, the struggle for national survival. Nobody knows, but one can only hope. One can hope that some of the sanctions that have already been instituted, that are going to be instituted, will have a rapid effect. To talk about what to expect and what is going on and putting it all in context, it's a great honor to welcome Mike Pregent to the show. He is a Hudson Institute senior fellow. And he has been a adjunct faculty member for the National Defense University. He also served in Desert Shield and Desert Storm and served as a liaison officer in Egypt during the 2000 Intifada and as a counterinsurgency intelligence officer at CENTCOM in 2001. He was also a company commander in Afghanistan in 2002. I mention that because you have lived it. You have put your life and yourself on the line defending this country. And Mr. Pregent, is it okay if I call you Mike? We'll speak Mike to Mike.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Mike's fine. Thank you.
Okay, great. Let me ask you this. The main reason for Desert Storm was the attempt by a brutal dictatorship to liquidate a member of the United Nations, a recognized nation with its own independence and its own government, as imperfect as that government may have been. Talking about Kuwait, right?
Exactly. It sent a strong message, it should have, and thanks again for having me on your show. It sent a strong message to any other leader of any other country that this is what happens if you invade a sovereign country. Well, so much has changed since Desert Storm. But it is an argument to keep some of these countries from becoming nuclear powers, especially Iran. If Iran invaded a country, we would act because it's not a nuclear power. We shouldn't allow them to become one under the JCPOA. And I only mention that because I think that's the main deterrent for NATO and the West to do anything against Putin, especially after Putin's comments yesterday where he said he basically gave us a veiled threat to use nuclear weapons if we decide to do something. So I just thought that would be that's good context to look at these invasions and what we do about them.
Well, I do think so because, again, we entered a period of time, and that was a remarkable period of time, where there was progress around the world, even in places that had nothing to do with the Cold War or limited amounts to do in the Cold War. Democracy came to South Africa, the home of apartheid, which crumbled and went away. And it feels like we are now worldwide moving in the wrong direction, that instead of nations that were once under some kind of brutal totalitarian rule suddenly embracing Western ideals and moving in the right direction, we have places, including places in Europe, that have been moving in the wrong direction. Is that an inaccurate perception?
No, it is very accurate. We have to remember what the world looked like back then. Back then, every commander-in-chief up to that point had served in the U.S. military, well, at least in the 20 years before Desert Storm. And after that, with George Bush Jr. being in the Air Guard and not really serving, and then, of course, Obama and Clinton and now Biden. We moved from a two-war strategy, the ability to basically conduct two wars simultaneously, to a war of hesitancy, meaning we don't even want to put up sanctions in place let alone deploy U.S. forces anywhere. I don't blame the American people for being exhausted after Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, it just goes to the argument that can democracies win wars anymore? When a new administration comes in, just simply reverses everything the administration did before that. And we're seeing that. We're seeing our adversaries wait out permissive environments. They were waiting for a change in the administration. They saw what they were able to do under Obama-Biden. And when Biden came back in, they knew what to expect. It's the same people. Biden basically promoted the same people that were taken advantage of by Russia, China, and Iran during the Obama-Biden years, and elevated them to positions where they've already collapsed in front of the Taliban. They've collapsed in front of Tehran with the Vienna talks. And we've actually used Russia and China to act as our intermediaries between the U.S. negotiators and the Iranian negotiators on the Iran deal. So we've ceded so much leverage and so much strength to our adversaries, and they're taking advantage of it. This is Putin taking advantage of a Biden presidency, and China is next to act.
And what kind of action do you think we should reasonably fear or expect from China?
Well, they're watching to see what we're going to do. We have to remember that China and Russia have had a front row seat to the Biden foreign policy team in Vienna with the nuclear talks with Iran. You know, Lavrov has seen it, and we see what Putin's doing with it. Putin's not done with Ukraine. He's likely to go to Moldova or Georgia next before he goes to those Baltic states that are new members of NATO. But China today flew 9 aggressive military aircraft into Taiwan airspace as a show of force. And they know the United States has already taken the military option off the table when it comes to Putin. They know the United States has already taken the military option off the table when it comes to the Chinese strategy of annexing Taiwan. And they're taking advantage of that. China's waiting to see what we do. I mean, you saw the president come out today and make the argument that denying Putin access to the international banking system, what he did was far more effective than denying Putin access to SWIFT. So the Chinese and the Russians have already worked out bypass mechanisms. They've already formed an alliance to insulate themselves against U.S. sanctions and secondary sanctions. And they're just waiting to see what this administration is going to do. And I believe they have until January 20th of 2025 to get all they can. And we're watching it in real time.
1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. If what you're talking about is a waiting game, and the Chinese and the Russians, you say, trying to feel pressured to act as quickly as possible. Do you think that Putin is going to go ahead with trying to set up these republics of Lugansk and Donetsk? Or is he just going to proceed to trying to install a stooge or a puppet as the new president of Ukraine?
Well, the Biden administration is urging Zelensky to leave Ukraine. I have never seen an exiled, at least in my time, an exiled government retake a country, maybe with the exception of Kuwait since Desert Storm, and you talked about that. But I do believe that Putin's going to move on Ukraine and try to instill his own puppet government there, and then next on to Moldova and Georgia before going to the new members of NATO and the Baltic states. What I meant, they have 2.5 years to do these things. And when we listen to Biden today, Biden said, at least Putin interpreted it as this, that Putin has 30 days. You know, Biden says we're going to wait 30 days to see if the sanctions I put in place today have any effect. That's a message to Putin that nothing else is coming for 30 days.
Well, can you hang with us for a few minutes more?
Yeah, sure.
Mike Pregent is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. We will be right back about beyond 30 days. The market went down 50%, Russian markets today. We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is an ongoing debate about whether sanctions are enough. Sanctions have very rarely been enough in the history of the modern world. They're difficult to enforce sometimes, and if you have a vital, vibrant, going concern kind of economy, you can usually get past them. But that's not the case necessarily with Russia. I'm speaking with Mike Pregent, who's a senior fellow at Hudson Institute. And in terms of the complaints that we are now hearing about the tardiness and the slowness in which these sanctions are being imposed, one of the concerns that I have heard expressed about why it has been slow and why there has been that delay is that President Biden wanted to go forward with complete unanimity, with strong support from some of our wavering allies, Germany in particular. And were you, for one, Mike, pleasantly surprised to see how quickly they canceled the certification for the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which most people think was important to Putin? It's now put on hold, at least, and certainly not going anywhere anytime soon. That's a good step, isn't it? Step in the right direction?
I think language matters here. It sounds great initially, right? And then you look at the language. It paused, delayed, put on hold. That doesn't mean stopped. That doesn't mean killed. It means paused. And that kind of language basically emboldens Putin to continue, because it doesn't sound final. It doesn't sound decisive. It sounds like caveat language, and he takes advantage of that. Just like it depends on whether or not it's a limited incursion, you know, based on what the Biden response would be when President Biden said that in the White House, had to walk it back. And then a week later, John Kirby, spokesperson for the Pentagon, says it again. Says it depends on what Putin does, whether it's a limited incursion or not. Putin seizes on that kind of language. Anything that's caveated, anything that is adjusted to lessen the strength of the word, he takes advantage of it.
Do you believe that we're talking about, in terms of the initial fighting, and apparently there are reports now that there is fighting going on even as we speak, and Ukrainians had upgraded their military to some extent at least, and there seems to be an intention to fight. Do you believe that that fight is over in a matter of days, a matter of weeks, or that it goes on longer?
I think they'll go to an insurgency. I think initially they'll fight as a conventional force. And we've seen some reports where Ukrainian soldiers have taken Russian soldiers captive. Some reports where the Ukrainians
already
have seized. Yes, yes. And some reports where the Ukrainians have re-seized captured airfields. Now, these are new reports. This is the fog of war. We don't know. But they will fight. And I think the most effective strategy for them will be to shed their uniforms, use the anti-tank weapons the United States gave them, and go to ground, become an insurgency, make it painful for the Russians. Unfortunately, that will mean that Putin will start attacking the civilian population. He'll start leveling buildings. And, of course, we've already seen upwards of 57 dead, over 100 wounded in this initial 24 to 36 hours now. So we're likely to see that. One of the things that's interesting is if you look at the Russian soldiers and the equipment, it looks in disrepair. They don't look like stellar elite forces. It looks like a lot of the vehicles look like they're in disrepair, and even the articles of clothing and the equipment that the soldiers are coming in on, they don't look like elite forces. And that's very interesting. Of course, Ukraine is far below that standard, but it is interesting that what Putin's putting forward and what we see on cell phone footage, we don't see an elite force moving into Ukraine. It is their elite forces, but it looks like their equipment is in disrepair.
And that, which is fascinating and is significant. And so if you were to look at the most likely near-term outcome Because, again, with fighting going on, if people do go to ground, as you say, and launch an insurgency against the Russians, then there's no talk of truce or interruptions or ceasefires. That's you're looking at what could be a long-term problem for Vladimir Putin, no?
Just going on my experience being in Afghanistan and being in Iraq, we had a far superior military, and we were bloodied by an insurgency hiding among the people using improvised explosive devices and complex attacks with machine guns, mortars, and rockets. The Ukrainians have just been invaded by Russia, and Putin told the world he was going to do it in broad daylight. There was nothing hidden about what he was doing. He wanted the world to know. And I think if there's any more effective force on the ground to make Putin's bleed for what he's doing to Ukraine, it's going to be the Ukrainian military when they shed those uniforms and go to ground. One of the things that I think, if you wanted me to forecast this, he's going to be able to take Ukraine, unfortunately. There will be an insurgency, but he will still have his puppet government in place, and they will be dealing with insurgents throughout the country. But now he's going to eye other countries. He's looking at the non-NATO countries, specifically Moldova and Georgia. We're going to put in forces into, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. We're going to increase their air defense assets. We're going to put in
their NATO countries
there because they're NATO countries. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we basically told Putin, if it's not NATO, we're not going to do as much. And Ukraine, I mean, the second largest country in Europe, was just invaded by Putin. He told the world he was going to do it, and he's not suffering any consequences so far. I don't view these sanctions as crippling. I view them as tepid, and I think Putin feels the same way.
Do you think that we would be risking all-out war with Russia if we attempted to deliver weapons to the Ukrainians, to deliver supplies and perhaps even helpful of training personnel, if America did, and NATO nations did make that kind of meaningful gesture of support, would that be risking war with Russia?
It would risk war with Russia, but Russia's risking war with NATO and the United States. And Putin so far is doing it with impunity. We absolutely need to strengthen our NATO allies. We need to actually look at Georgia and Moldova to strengthen them up as well. And we should send anti-tank weapons into Ukraine.
Mike, I appreciate it. I appreciate perspective. I hope you'll come back as this continues to unfold. That's Mike Pregent of the Hudson Institute. We'll be right back with where we stand now with the war at home. Get to that coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After adding sanctions on exports from other countries and adding four additional banks to the list where assets will be blocked to Russia, President Biden was pressed by the media asking if the sanctions were enough since Vladimir Putin already has a full-scale attack going in Ukraine.
The sanctions we imposed exceed anything that's ever been done. The sanctions we imposed have generated two-thirds of the world joining us. They are profound sanctions. Let's have a conversation in another month or so to see if they're working.
Also in the news conference, Biden reminded America that no U.S. troops will be used directly against Russia and reiterated that we will continue to have serious problems at the gas pump. And average long-term U.S. mortgage rates fell slightly this week, 3 years. The average rate on a 30-year note declined to 3.89. A year ago, the long-term rate was 2.97%. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
On the Michael Medved show, in this era of the internet, I mean, everything travels, changes faster. A report minutes ago from Reuters, the Russian police have arrested a total now of 1,600 at anti-war protests. I don't think it would be a very good situation to be in a Russian jail right now. And this is, again, this war is 24 hours old right now. It started about 24 hours ago. And 1,600 at anti-war protests, think about that. I mean, right now, again, the world was very concerned, and not to compare it, because the case for the anti-war protests, it's, first of all, the monstrousness of what Putin has done, the sheer, undisguised, pure demonstration of evil, is just something that the world hasn't seen for a generation. And you could say Saddam Hussein, but Saddam Hussein, thank God, did not have nuclear weapons. And in fact, one of the reasons we went to war was to make sure that he never did get nuclear weapons. Putin has plenty of nuclear weapons. He was threatening today to use them. And the weird wording of that statement that he made, when you actually read it, is he says, I've already made the decisions. In other words, has he given his subordinates, the people who work under him, which is basically the entire Russian government? Has he given them instructions that they should use nuclear weapons in his name if something happens to him, or if the United States and the West cross some red line that he would establish? More, the UN, this is also Reuters, the UN says that more than 100,000 Ukrainians have already fled their homes. The U.S., the European Union, and Britain, others, have already imposed sweeping sanctions. The fighting is drawing closer to Kyiv. But then there's this sort of news, and I wanted to share it with you to get the reaction. If somebody wants to react to it, at 1-800-955-1776. Kyiv's troops... This is according to Reuters and the Daily Mail, both reporting it. Kyiv's troops have already shot down 5 Russian helicopters. They've destroyed dozens of tanks and captured 6 troops. That was what Mike Prejant was referring to before. They've captured 6 troops as Putin's forces take heavy losses. It has also been reported and confirmed by multiple news sources that a Hostomel airport in the Kyiv region was seized by Russian forces, and then the Russian forces were driven out, and the airport was recaptured by the forces of Ukraine. Now, why are the demonstrations going on in Russia? And, by the way, is there anyone on the line who doesn't feel supportive of those demonstrators? They're demonstrating because this war is evil. It involves the killing of innocent people for nothing that has been done wrong. It has been waged without provocation, without explanation, based on a series of lies and myths and crap. That has no connection to the truth, and the war was not provoked by the United States. It was not provoked by NATO. It certainly was not provoked by Ukraine, that doesn't crave a war like this. When you hear about people getting arrested in St. Petersburg and in Moscow, and apparently all across Russia, there are demonstrations now. How can you not sympathize with them? It's people yearning to breathe free and to stop the damage to their own lives, the economic damage. If the reports are confirmable, this is not propaganda, it's the truth. 45% loss of value for the stock market in one day. Now, for those of you, and I hope it's most of you, who have some kind of savings, investments, something, imagine if half of that is wiped out in one day because of this evil little man. He's 5'7". He's a little man. And this evil little man has decided to go to war to liquidate a neighboring nation. And because of that, you've lost half your life savings in one day, with worse to come. This is really about as clear an example of evil on the march. I won't even say good versus evil, because someone can point out there are flaws in the United States, of course. There are flaws in Great Britain, yes, of course. And there are flaws in Ukraine, of course. But to hear President Zelensky, there's also was an exchange that was remarkable at the UN, because the Russian ambassador was mumbling. He did not speak well, which is good. He had nothing to speak well about. He was talking about made up genocides that he claimed Ukraine was perpetrating on Russia. There's zero evidence of that. Zero, zero, zero. And then the ambassador from Ukraine called for the Russian ambassador to step down because of those lies. Listen, this is quote clip number six.
Well, as I said, relinquish your duties as a chair. Call Putin, call Lavrov to stop aggression. And I welcome the decision of some members of this council to meet as soon as possible to consider the necessary decision that would condemn the aggression that you launch on my people. There is no purgatory for war criminals. They go straight to hell, Ambassador.
They go straight to hell, Ambassador. And there's a headline in the New York Times. And New York Times has not always been the most anti-communist paper in the world. But they've got it right on Putin. No justification for a brazen invasion, the headline says, their lead editorial. Any remaining hope for a peaceful solution to the crisis with Russia and Ukraine dwindled further on Wednesday, that's yesterday, as Ukraine declared a 30-day state of emergency, called up military reserves, and warned its citizens to leave Russia. The European Union announced it was preparing to handle a large influx of refugees uprooted by war, financial markets braced for the turmoil that a land war and sanctions could unleash across the global economy. At the cause of all this, Vladimir Putin is giving a masterclass in dangerous and destructive leadership, and making it all the more important that President Biden and other nations stand resolutely together in the face of threats, feints, and misinformation, and remain disciplined and energized in confronting Mr. Putin. Okay, that's from the New York Times. Why would it be that there are some conservatives who don't believe this is serious and don't believe an independent UN member nation of 44 million people called Ukraine, which has been increasingly aligned with the West, which is why it is being struck by Putin, that they are being attacked and even threatened, as we are too, by nuclear weapons? And you sympathize with that attack, anyone? You can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medved Show. It's appropriate, it seems to me, to continue the conversation because this factor, the war in Europe, the war on Ukraine, is going to be a factor for American security for a long time. Martha Raddatz on TV shared a text message that she received from a senior Pentagon official that is worth sharing. This is clip 10.
A senior Pentagon official several hours ago texted me, David, I know I've shared it with all of you, and said you are likely in the last few hours of peace on the European continent for a long time to come.
Okay, let us hope that Pentagon official is wrong. What we were just talking about of war sweeping up also Georgia and Moldova. Those are two other of the original 15 Soviet Socialist Republics that broke away, achieved independence from the Russian Federation. Georgia, of course, was attacked before over disputed territory in that country, which is not pro-Russian. Moldova, I don't know about, but Georgia has been. John McCain, actually, may his memory be a blessing, was making the point that we are all Georgians. When they were attacked by Putin, I believe that was more than 10 years ago. It is now come to a much larger and more consequential country, and we have come to the chance to talk. Let's go to a Chip in Seattle. Chip, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, Michael. I've got a couple of friends here in Seattle that honestly they have a little bit of Trump derangement syndrome, and they're educated people. Two of them went to Harvard. But their response to this, somehow they still believe that Trump was Putin's puppet, and they're saying that somehow Putin invading Ukraine now, even though Trump's not president anymore, is Trump's fault. And I was wondering if you had any insight on that, and you know how these educated people can explain something like that to themselves.
Well, first of all, it's very tough to blame a prior administration for something that happens for a long time after they leave office. And when I say a long time, it's more than a year. I mean, that's one thing. The second point would be that Trump has made it very easy for people to look askance at his friendship with Putin. Last night he was speaking at a fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago, and he again said that he thought what Putin did was great, it was smart, that he seems to be the only real voice in American politics at the moment that is looking at this situation and siding with the bad guy. And that is why some of your friends may actually be blaming Trump. I wouldn't blame him for what he did while he was president, though, again, remember in Helsinki, Finland, when Trump took the side of Putin on a question of intelligence, because the U.S. intelligence agencies, all of them, had said that, yes, Russia was involved in hacking our election. I don't think anybody doubts that. We're talking now about 2016. When Putin denied it, he said, I asked him, and he would have no reason to lie. And again, the praise that he and his Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, have heaped on Putin right before he ordered this invasion. In fact, his speech last night at Mar-a-Lago was at the same time. He was still speaking when Putin went ahead and ordered that invasion. So in one sense, what your friends might be saying, Chip, is, look, right now, there has to be something wrong. You have to talk about derangement. There has to be something deranged when at a moment of moral clarity for the rest of the entire civilized world, you take the side of the aggressor and the evildoer. And I do believe that this invasion, this war, is evil. Bob in Poulsbo, Washington, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, Michael. Listened to you for many years. Met you 5 years ago when you spoke at Bayside Church in Kingston.
Oh, sure. I remember that very fondly.
Has to do with a specific book that shows about the rise and fall of nations. And your previous speaker was speaking specifically about China and its growth. And quite frankly, Graham Allison wrote a book called Intended for War, which I think if we would read it as a country that is not the rising power anymore, but is trying to work its way down the scale, you can look at what has happened throughout the whole time of history, all the way back to the time that the Greeks and the Athens had their battle, where England was rising power and Germany rose. And then they all fell, then Russia rose, and it fell. And that's all that's happening now, is a diversion to keep us from where we should have our eyes. China is the rising power, and it is a country that will dominate the world unless God intervenes.
See, I'm not so sure. And again, a lot of people have always... one of the things that's interesting, and Bob, it sounds like you read a lot, and good for you. You can go back and you can read people predicting the end of America throughout our history. I mean, it goes back before we were even a nation. People were predicting that the colonies would be it would be put in religious terms because they had betrayed God in one way or another, that the country was going to fall apart, it was going to be destroyed. People said that about in the free silver movement, the old populist movement from the 1890s and the early years of the new century. And of course, people said that after World War One, despite our success in World War One, that the United States had to put America first. That was when you had the America First Committee, which did not want to help Britain and France. This is even after, because the America First Committee was organized after the Nazis were successful in taking over France. And during all of this time, if there's one country that's been underestimated, it has been ours. And that, I think, is a real danger. The BBC has a quote. And when is it from, Jeremy? When did John Kerry, our special ambassador on climate, actually make this proclamation? Here is Ambassador John Kerry, and again, speaking in the midst of this crisis. Listen.
I'm very concerned about Ukraine because of the people of Ukraine and because of the principles that are at risk in terms of international law and trying to change boundaries of international law by force. I thought we lived in a world that had said no to that kind of activity. And I hope diplomacy will win, but massive emissions consequences to the war. But equally importantly, you're going to lose people's focus. You're going to lose certainly big country attention because they will be diverted. And I think it could have a damaging impact. So, you know, I think hopefully President Putin would realize that in the northern part of his country, they used to live on 66% of a nation that was over frozen land. Now it's thawing, and his infrastructure is at risk, and the people of Russia are at risk. And so I hope President Putin will help us to stay on track with respect to what we need to do for the climate.
Okay. What you just heard is exactly why John Kerry never became president. Talk about tone deaf. Are you kidding me? We're looking at a period for war in Europe, and we have people at the Pentagon who are warning us we got to get used to that war. It's going to be there for a long time. We're talking about people dying by the hundreds already and much more to come. And he's talking about, I hope President Putin can see that he has to cooperate with our plans to deal with climate change. It would be great if we had successful plans and cooperation, we had buy-in from people like Putin and China. Do you really believe that China or Putin are reliable partners on climate change? Why should they be reliable on that and on basic human decency not in this greatest nation on God?
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.